In stark contrast to each of the last 2 years, the Bulls' home form has generally been pretty good this season. And at 1-1 against Cambridge at half-time last weekend and having just missed a penalty, they'd have been confident of going on to win the game. Cambridge, though, scored 90 seconds after the break, but this was to prove to be just the wake-up call Hereford needed.
Klukas is on the edge of the box as this throw-in from Gallagher will be launched in towards the penalty spot. Up goes Pell to try and get the flick. It comes off a couple of defenders. It's got a drop here for Klukas on the right foot. Good goal. What a good goal that was by Sam Klukas. Terrific strike. Bowman back to Watkins. Nobody in the middle now, though. Even if Watkins can go past his man, which he can, delivers it back in towards Jackson with a header.
Yes.
It's 3-2 Hereford. Jackson's got it. Up over halfway. Pell's got Jackson wide. He's on the right-hand side. He plays it into Jackson. Jackson comes inside the area.
Finish.
Onto his left foot.
Yes,
shoot.
Goal.
It's 4-2. And Jackson gets his second goal. It's an absolute goal bonanza here at Hereford.
Three goals in around 8 minutes wrapped up the 4-2 win on a day when manager Martin Foyle admitted it had been a nightmare defensively for both managers.
They've conceded 7 goals in the last 2 games. We conceded 9. And it looked like the battle of the defences, wasn't it, today? They were probably worse than what we were.
Ryan Bowman continued his good run of form since getting into the side. Another goal for him in what was a tireless performance up front.
Me and Marlon done well together. Obviously, we played together in pre-season and we had a good togetherness. And obviously, he's been injured and first game back today, so everyone was looking forward to it. And thought we both done really well, both well worked well up front together.
Forest Green on Tuesday night were always likely to be a tough test, and so it proved as the Gloucestershire side ran out 2-1 winners at Edgar Street. But despite the defeat, Martin Foyle felt there were plenty of plus points from his side's performance.
I actually thought we played well. I spoke to 3 or 4 independent people that come and watch the games, that do match reports and everything, and they said, very, very close contest, nothing much in it, other than they probably bossed the midfield a little bit too much.
On to this afternoon, and Martin Foyle is anticipating taking his side to the land of the Giants. Mansfield have a few big lads in the side.
Obviously, Gearhagen's long throw, and they launch it from back to front, and 7 of the team are over 6'3", you know, so we know what we're going to be up against. But it's just our confidence, though, that we're organised, and probably the last 2 games, the shape has been better, you know, and the chances have been not so many. I mean, they only had 4 shots on target on Tuesday, you know, and 2 of them were the goals. So we know we're doing things better, but at the moment, we seem to be getting punished for any chance that comes our way.